Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ron Lee, who's the Executive Director with the Resource Commercial Flooring Network. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing very well this morning, Kemp. Glad to be home back in Denver after being at our meeting for the better part of a week.
That is one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you, is you had your big annual meeting last week down in Fort Lauderdale, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it, so I thought we'd catch up and tell our listeners exactly what happened. You were down in Fort Lauderdale. I understand the weather was just a little cooler than normal down there, wasn't it?
It was a little bit cooler.
Just a reminder real quick, the Resource Commercial Flooring Network is a network of commercial flooring contractors, and I believe you have roughly between 65 and 70 member organizations that represent about 100 locations. Is that still about right?
That's exactly right, Cap. You've got a good memory.
Okay, good. And I believe this is the fifth year since your organization became independent from Interface. Is that about right?
That is also correct.
So to talk about your meeting, I know usually you have a theme. Did you have a theme this year?
Yeah, it was, you know, always looking for something that would get the attention. And, you know, I had gotten a message from one of our sister associations, the American Subcontractor Association. There was a quote used in there, and the quote was that, you know, when everything else is at its end and the fins are circling, that's when the winners learn to eat shark. So it's kind of the time for us to stop listening to the negative messages out there. We're starting to see some additional activity, and it's really time to get out in front of this and proactively go out and get our share of the business that will be coming. So yeah, we just really looked at being a very, very upbeat, tried to find ways to share with our members to go to market and to give them some additional programs to help them do that, to differentiate them.
Well, that leads me to the next question, is about the membership tone. You know, if you listen to Jeff Loverbaum's talk, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and he's talking about the outlook for the future, he was actually telling the people on the call that he thought the commercial market might continue to fall as much as 15% more this year. Is that what you guys are feeling, or what was the consensus?
Yeah, I think overall he's probably not off. I'm not sure about 15%. We don't think that there will be a significant recovery of any way, shape, or form until the last quarter of this year. And we don't believe that there'll be any recovery if, in fact, there'll be a negative with new construction. So maybe that's what Jeff was speaking to. It's been a real challenge, but we are seeing more activity. Even though it hasn't translated to orders yet, there are some of the design firms that our members call on are starting to hire back. Developers are starting to ask questions about space and pricing. And so I think we'll see things start to generally get better. And the attitudes are getting better, but I don't think this will translate into real money until the turn of the year into 2011. So I agree that it's going to be a challenging year.
Yeah, and for your members to survive, I mean, they focus on the commercial side of the business. For them to survive, they kind of shifted from watching projects and focusing on new construction to making sure they can, you know, do maintenance and do replacement. Is that where they're seeing some of the business?
It actually, almost all the business. What seems to be lacking is just the day-to-day business that comes in when organizations are looking to improve their facilities and you know, corporations, until their profits return. And you know, whether it's the corporate sector, healthcare, or other sectors that are out there, until profits return, they're not going to invest in facilities. And whatever they will invest in will be fixing what they have, either maintaining them or restacking them or reconfiguring them. So we have been providing some tools and some training on how to work in those occupied environments and to really respond to the small needs of the client now, try to endear ourselves to the customer so when business does turn, we're there and prepared to do it.
Actually, you coined a phrase. It's OWL, it was occupied workplace.
Logistics.
Right.
Yeah, it's the visual that I get and we get. You know, our members, when they work in these environments, they're there in off hours to the operations side of their clients. So we kind of thought of them as owls, and really what they do is try to go in and change floor coverings and to be as least disruptive as possible. And so with that, there's a lot of logistical challenges with furniture and cabling and communication systems and working with security in off hours and such, which has gotten a lot harder since 2001. It's a real different type of person that works in that environment and really has to be very respectful of the individual's desk space and what's there. So we're really focusing a lot of energy on that.
Okay. And at your meeting during these downtimes is usually when the membership really wants to get together because they can learn from some of the other members. So your turnout was pretty good?
It was very good. There's a few companies that weren't represented, although we had good dialogue with them prior to, and we've taped in a lot of the sessions, and then my associate, Ken Daniels, and I will be going on the road to visit those individual companies personally and share the same program with them.
And what were some of the workshops that you talked about this time?
We had a number of them. They were all focused on the theme of really it's a solution that we want to provide to our customers and be more customer-oriented rather than project-oriented. We had a session on, as you mentioned, OWL, Occupied Workplace Logistics, and we introduced a couple of customer management tools in that workshop. We had Catherine Minovini, who is on her own in a marketing company after 12 years with Bentley Prince Street, talk about how to market the commercial flooring contractors business to the sustainability movement. We had Georgina Sikorsky from the CARE program come down and work with Ken Daniels on speaking about it isn't easy being green, or is it? And she did a great job, as did Ken, in getting the members to interact and share what successes they've had in the green movement. Sim Chrysler and George Donnelly came in and did one of our most popular sessions on moisture and moisture updates and testing. That still continues to be our biggest challenge in projects themselves. Doesn't seem to be getting any better as construction, whatever construction there is, has been accelerated so much. We did our first session on social media. We had a young man named Matt Cohen come in and spend a fair amount of time on that with everybody and gave them a good insight to that. And then our Resource USA, which is our national account program that we have set together in those 100 locations you mentioned, we can provide consistent service and customer support for our suppliers, our customers, and other manufacturers. And then lastly, we centered a lot of our strategy and research around your top 250 design survey from October. And Kemp, the message was very clear to us. We need to do a better job in communicating with that sector and offering ourselves as technical advisors to them. And that's certainly thanks to you for conducting something like that. It was very, very important to us. So thank you very much.
Sure. So you're going to put more focus on being visible to the A&D sector in the business.
That is correct. And it's really not about selling. It's really about being a resource for them with advice. And maybe we can take some of those 90% of the problems that are there that we touch and lower that number next year and maybe raise our visibility with them in 2011.
And I know part of your meeting, too, is you like to tie in with the some of the vendors that come down. Do you have a good turnout with your vendor meeting?
We did, and we did something very different this year. We typically start our sessions with a trade show, kind of a get-to-know-everybody, and, you know, the manufacturers bring in their products in trade show booths. And this year we did something a little bit different. We set up what Chris Keller, who does our marketing, referred to as supplier speed dating. When we talked to our preferred suppliers in our planning session for this meeting, they said that the most that they get out of being there is really having time to talk to a number of their customers in one place. And often in a trade show atmosphere, it's not conducive to business. It's very social, which is obviously very important, which we covered by having a number of opening cocktail and hors d'oeuvre sessions. But we actually had the suppliers send us who they would like to speak to, and our members send us what suppliers they wanted to speak to, and we're a matchmaker. And
okay.
We set them up in 12-minute rotating communication sessions. So that seemed to be it worked very, very well. Got right to the point with business, and if they couldn't finish it all, they had an opportunity to set a time to talk again.
So it's kind of a disciplined approach to matching the people up. Sounds
That's exactly right.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we've been talking to Ron Lee, who is executive director with the Resource Commercial Flooring Network, about his annual meeting, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.